Hello, my name is Zipporah Weinberg. Welcome to Torah Simcha Nach Yomi with the OU Women's Initiative. Today we will be studying Sefer Tehillim, Perek 49. Our Perek has the distinction of being categorized by Eben Ezra, who states, Zeha Mizmor Nechbad Ma'od. This is a very important song because it talks about Olam Haba, the world to come, and the wisdom of the soul that is eternal. Ki yesh bo meforash or ha'olam haba v'nishmas ha'chochma shelo tamos. It speaks of the realities of life and death and comes to awaken people as to how to spend their lives, telling us not to concentrate on elements that are transient, but rather to contemplate and activate that which is eternal. L'menatzeach l'vnei Korach mizmor, to the conductor, for the b'nei Korach, a song. First of all, a universal call to all. Shim uzos kol ha'amim ha'azinu kol yoshvei chaled. Listen, all the nations of the world. Listen closely, all you inhabitants of the earth. Gam b'nei Adam, gam b'nei Ish, yachad ashir ve'evyon. Both the sons of Adam, b'nei Avraham, according to Rashi and b'nei Ishmael, and the sons of Ish, b'nei Noach, together the rich and the poor. Everybody needs to pay attention. To what? My mouth shall speak wisdom, and the thoughts of my heart will be understanding. I will bend my ear, I will pay attention to the mashal, and when I speak, I'll accompany that speech with a kinar, with a harp. The literal translation of the word mashal is parable, but let's really take another look at what it means within this context. In Shmuel Aleph, Perek 24, Pasuk 13, it refers to the Torah as Mashal, Mashal HaKadmoni, the parable of the very first, referring, of course, to Hashem, who is the first in the world. And it's called a Mashal, a parable, because the Torah's relevance lies not only in the level of simple interpretation, whether these are stories of the past or laws given to us thousands of years ago, all of which are immediately applicable, but not exclusive in their gifts. Because the Torah is also a Mashal or a metaphor that is immediately pertinent for our daily life. It helps us to understand whatever we encounter in this world through its prism. It enables us to see and comprehend the importance of our immediate experience. Our world was created for us, for one purpose, and that is to do the will of Hashem. The Torah functions as a metaphor for us to be able to understand what's going on in our lives, to make sense of our day-to-day lives, and to understand the nimshal, which is the key, the interpretation of the parable. The key to the metaphor is our life. So during our daily lives, and during the time that we are living through various experiences, we reflect on our own lives and wonder, what does the Torah want us to do here? So each pasuk, each verse of the Torah functions as a parable, a metaphor, which enables me to understand how to live my life. And if that is so, we must try to understand that after we understand the metaphor and its meaning, we can connect the metaphor to its meaning. What does that mean? Rav Gedaliah Shor quotes the Zohar statement, Histakel be'oraisa uvra alma. He looked into the Torah and created the world. If you see a blueprint, you can understand what the end result will look like. But only those who are more sophisticated can look at the end result and draw up a blueprint. When we look at the world, we have to retrace the steps and see this was all created from the Torah. The Torah wasn't a set of laws imprinted upon a preconceived reality, the opposite. We look at the reality and see how we can remain faithful to that original blueprint. The Torah is the original plan, and that's what we have to consider. For example, the Gemara says that Tsa'ar Bali Chaim, causing pain to living things, is Asar Min HaTorah, forbidden directly from the Torah, De'oraisa. Where do we see that? One of the laws, one of the halachos in the Torah says, the mitzvos, if you see your enemy's donkey struggling under a heavy weight, carrying a big lot, help him, azov to azov imo. So from this law pertaining to a situation whereby I see my enemy's donkey struggling and I am charged to step forth and help, I learn to behave with sensitivity toward all animals. The Torah says that when we eat the Korban Pesach, we can't break a bone. That's a law. Does it stop there? No, the Chinuch says not at all. Adam nifal kefi pe'ulosav. A person behaves according to the way he begins to act. A person who acts in a boorish manner will become unrefined, even if he started off as a refined person. Repetition of uncouth acts makes him a boor. This is one example of a law that sets up a lifestyle. It's not just a mitzvah. It's an entire Weltanschauung, an entire way of being. Whatever you do, says the Torah, do good. That is the metaphor that the Torah is prescribing for us. Eftach b'mashal kinar. I will open with a mashal, with a parable, together with my kinar, with my lyre, with my harp. Tehillim is full of this idea of kinar. There's a kinar of David and a kinar of Mashiach. The Nevi'im would sometimes play music in order to bring people to them. We have a parable from the Baal Shem Tov now that relates to this directly. A small town was about to be graced by the visit of a famous violinist who was going to make a show for them. And the entire town was up in arms getting ready for his arrival. They swept and prepared and spiffed up the town. And meanwhile, there was one townsman who was deaf. And he observed all of the goings-on and he asked his wife, what's happening? And she explained to him that a violinist is coming. And he asked, what's a violinist? She said, you don't know what it is and I can't explain to you because you don't understand what song is. So he says, I'll go see for myself. He goes to the performance and he sees a man holding a tool of sorts with a piece of wood that he's drawing up and down on the tool. And people start to cry and he wonders why. And then when the man finishes, everyone claps. He was so puzzled by this. And then he asked afterwards, when he was asked what's going on, he said, yes, I understood what was going on, but one thing eludes me, one thing I just can't get. Why does he have to keep that branch and that tool in such an expensive box? The Perek is saying, Shim huzos kol ha'amim, listen carefully, nations. Atela mashal is niftach b'chinor chidasi. You can listen and you can be shown all the most beautiful things in the world. You can be shown a world full of wonders. But if you don't understand that the Torah is powering it, it's like watching a violinist without being able to hear. You'll never understand if you don't use the Torah to open up your senses to the beauty of the world around you. The next part of the Perek focuses on the impermanence of material pursuits and the futility of a life that is spent in its thrall. We see this part of the Perek is bookended, as we had in previous Perekim, by a refrain that appears twice. The Adam Bikar Bal Yalin Nimshal Kabehemos Nidmu. A man doesn't rest in his glory. He is compared to silenced animals. That's Pasuk Yud Gimel, and later on at the end, Chaf Aleph, it says, Adam Bikar Velo Yavin Nimshal Kabehemos Nidmu. Man is in his glory, but he doesn't understand. He's compared to the silenced animals. Both of those psukim draw a parallel that there is no difference between those who are obsessed with possessions and material goods and animals who walk the earth. And there's a very telling pasuk within this parak that many of us would recognize, ki lo b'moso yikach hakol, lo yered acharav kvodo. A person dies, he doesn't take anything with him. But let's remember for a moment who's actually speaking here. It's the B'nai Korach. And if I may, I'd like to suggest that these are a group of people, these three sons of Korach, they saw what happened to their father. He did take everything with him. And how did it help? It did not. And so we're watching and we're listening as the pasuk walks us through a life that is lived like this. Habotchem al chelam uverov ashram yisalalu, those who rely on their possessions and their great wealth. Ach lo pado yifteh ish lo yitein lelokim kafro. A brother can't redeem another brother. He can't give a ransom to Hashem, to God. V'yekar pidyo nafsham, v'chadal olam. The redemption of their soul is too expensive and they will never be able to attain it. Is he going to live forever and not see the death and not see his grave? He sees wise men die together with fools and boorish men perish and they leave over their possessions to others. There's no value in material goods. Kirbam batemo le'olam mishkenosam ledar vadar karuvishmosam ale adamos. In their heart, their houses are forever. They believe that their houses are going to last forever, and that's what they're thinking in their hearts. And their dwellings are going to pass from generation to generation. They call their names on plots of land. And then our refrain, v'adam bikar bal yalin nimshal kibhem snadmu. Such a person is compared to the silenced animals because he doesn't rest in glory. This is their way. Folly is their lot. And after them, they will speak about it forever. And so the pasuk continues, Al tira ki ya'ashir ish, ki yirbe kivod beiso. Don't fear when a person becomes rich, when the honor of his house increases. As we mentioned before, ki lo vimoso yikach hakol, lo yered acharov kivodo. He won't take anything in his death. His glory will not descend after him. Tavo ador avosav ad netzach lo yiru ar. You will be like the generations of your forefathers who will never ever see the light. And the end, Adam bikar velo yavin nimshal kebehemos nidmu. Man is in his glory, but he doesn't understand. He is compared to the silenced animals. The inverse of this pasuk is within the perek itself, where it says, Ach Elokim yivde nafshi miyad she'ol ki kacheni sela. Hashem, however, can redeem my soul from the power of the grave, because he will take me forever. Reb Shamshon Fal Hirsch brings on this very idea that even though no one takes money to the grave, a person who serves Hashem in his life, Hashem takes him. As it says, when it speaks of Chanoch, Vayishalach Chanoch es Elokim ve'enenu, ki lakacho so Elokim. Chanoch was walking and suddenly he was gone because, not by coincidence, Hashem took him because he served Hashem so perfectly. To us, it looked like to the naked eye, ve'enenu, suddenly disappeared. But it's really that he was called to the very, very best place. Daily, we remind ourselves in the prayer of Elokai Neshama that ata asid litla mimeni, Hashem, you will take my neshama from me, and I will not get lost if I serve Hashem in this world. So the answer to this obsession with material goods, and the answer to finding yourself in the grave without anything, is to live a life with Hashem at the center. And going back to our twice repeated refrain, we have a clue as to how to do this. The Adam Bikar Bal Yalin, it says in the first time, Nimshal Kebehemos Nidmu. A person doesn't repose in his glory, he's compared to animals. But then the second time it says, Adam Bikar Velo Yavin, Nimshal Kebehemos Nidmu. A man is in his glory and he doesn't understand, then he is compared to the silenced animals. Now, while these psukim, all of them, smack of a certain fatalism, a certain destiny to death and to everyone having the same ending and meeting this concept of death without hope, it's similar to Koheles in that way. It's similar to Ecclesiastes, except there is an injection of optimism here. The idea that although universality of mortality exists, and although there's an equation between rich and poor, especially when it comes to death, here the additional level is that with foresight, with wisdom, the lo yavin, if you don't understand, then this can happen. But if you do, this pitfall can be ameliorated, and life can be lived on the highest possible plane. Now, in a wonderful summation, this parak can also be seen to encapsulate the messages of all the previous parakim in the series that we have learned together. 42 and 43 express yearning for the precious past, captured in the strongest words, Va'avoa al mizbach Elokim, al kel simchas kili, va'odcha b'chinar Elokim Elokai. We remember learning this together. And I will come to the altar of Hashem, the Hashem that provides my most joyous ecstasy, and I will thank him with a kinar, with a lyre. And here in these psukim, it's actually coming to fruition. It will happen. Abia b'chinar chidasi. When I say the mashal, when I interpret the parable of the Torah, then the Mishorer's dream comes true. The prayer that they said from the depths in 42 and 43, and now here's the song upon its fulfillment. Chapters 42 and 43, he remembers ki evar basach adadeim ad beis Elokim, how he passed on with the joyous throng and walked slowly with them until the house of Hashem with a joyful shouting. And here, the Mishorer mocks those who cherish the inverse. Kirbamba temo le'olam mishkenosam ledar vadar karu vishmosam alei adamos. In their heart they say their houses are forever, their dwellings are for every generation. They call by their names on pieces of land. The end of Perek 44 comes describing a situation and its coping mechanism, which is prayer. Ki shachal la'afar nafshenu, davka la'aretz bitnenu, kuma ezras alanu, ufidenu l'man chasdecha. When our soul is cast down to the dust and our belly clings to the earth, arise to assist us and redeem us for the sake of your kindness. And in this Perek, the prayer is fulfilled. Ach Elokim yifdeh nafshi, miyad sha'ol ki kacheni sela. But Hashem will redeem my soul from the power of the grave because he's going to take me forever. And this is the Pidyon Nefesh that the Mishorer was praying for in the previous Prakim. Parak 47 is a call to the nations to join in the coronation of Hashem as king. Kal ha'amem tikucha faril elokim b'kol rina. All of the nations should join together and join hands and cheer for Hashem in a happy voice. And now, our Parak, they actually do come ready to hear the words of Chachman of wisdom and how to serve Hashem. Shimu zos kol ha'amem ha'azinu kol yosh v'cheled. You've come and now you're going to hear and you're going to understand. So we see that this chapter ties up the loose ends of the themes of Bnei Korach. It is a fitting resolution for this series that we have learned together with the help of Hashem. May we have more opportunities for study, and may we witness the redemption prophesied by the Bnei Korach. Thank you for studying together. Le'iloi Nishmas Malka Esther Bas Tzvi Yosef.